The Office of Management and Budget is updating the underlying policy for how the government buys, uses, and manages information technology. It's known as Circular A-130. The last time OMB updated it was 2000. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now to discuss the changes and why you should care. Jason, big story. I was thinking to myself just yesterday, it's been 15 years since anyone updated A-130.
Well, hey, it's not just A-130, it's A-123 that's coming as well. So it's a whole fall of OMB circulars to be excited about, Tom.
Well, I think the outgoing administration wants to kind of leave things the way they want to leave them for whoever comes in next.
It's also a matter of cleaning up the mess. I mean, and I use this, you know, nicely. 15 years is a long time. I mean, think about what computers were on your desk 15 years ago, Tom, or even think about what was in your pocket. I think you had a Palm Pilot or the first generation Palm Pilot 15 years ago, and you were so excited to be able to do calendar and your email. There was no games. There was no, you know, you could barely call on it. I mean, this is part of the reason why they did it now versus, you know, a year ago or 5 years ago, whenever. I mean, there's been so many things that have been building up. I think people looked at it and said, this is just way too out of date. It's beyond time to make these changes.
Yes, you brought back a memory. It was on after 9/11. I wrote a new editorial from far away because I got stuck far away after flying on a plane on a Palm 7. So, yeah, but it had a keyboard anyway. So tell us, what is it they want to change? What are some of the biggest changes agencies can expect to see in this revision of A-130?
Well, the entire document was looked at and rejiggered in some way. I mean, they do everything from just updating the basic definition of an agency, the definition of capital planning and investment control, the basic definition of an interagency agreement enterprise architecture. But really, Tom, by far the biggest changes come in the cybersecurity world. And this is commonly known as Appendix 3. Now, this gets into the weeds a little bit. So, you know, for people who are not cybersecurity experts or maybe don't work in it every day, this is still going to affect you. And the biggest changes around cybersecurity are really a couple different areas. Number one, it says move to continuous monitoring. This idea of knowing in real time or near real time the health of your networks, what's happening on your networks. And then at the same time, it also is moving toward the idea of this trust, this risk framework, understanding how your agency, you know, makes decisions, how it prioritizes both its data and its systems, and how to secure those data and systems based on a risk profile. And I think those are some of the biggest questions. When you go through Appendix 3, Tom, there are 19 general requirements, and these range from anything from establishing the responsibilities and accountability for the implementation of information and information security programs to supply chain risk management, to protecting against counterfeit products or products with potentially malicious software in them. And then they go into even more detail, more than 100 specific requirements, such as, again, continuous monitoring, the planning and budgeting piece, incident detection, response, and recovery. So there's just a host of areas in there under cybersecurity. There's one other area, let me just point out real quick, that I think is very important. And this is something that Tony Scott, the federal CIO, highlighted just the other day at a conference. He said that one of the biggest changes that's coming is we really want agencies to buy commercial before they build. So what this draft document does is really put a priority and a process in place for agencies to make decisions about when they decide they need new systems or technologies. And then I'll just go through them real quick. First, the A-130, the draft document, says agencies should look at all available and suitable existing federal information systems, software technologies, shared services. So basically, go look internal first. If you can't find something there, what's available commercial off the shelf or as a software as a service, so that comes in the cloud. And then your third priority in that, or your third step in that, would be then, okay, talk about custom development and custom software. Now, should you go down that custom route, you do need to justify it, and you need to make sure that custom technology, Tom, is reusable at other places in the government.
So, Jason, it sounds like what they've done is taken a look at some things that are old concepts like COTS, commercial off the shelf, FISMA for managing cybersecurity, the Clinger-Cohen Act, and now FITARA that replaces that, and just pulled this whole thing up into the 21st century. Some very old concepts, but there's much new legislation and new technology since 2000. And so it's sort of a new bottle, but also some new wine also.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's why OMB decided to do this update. Now this is not, you know, something that happened overnight. This has been in the works for well over a year. I mean, we've reported on people like Karen Evans and Frank Greeter and Dan Chenna coming out with recommendations to update A130 back in 2011, 2012 timeframe. So this has been in the works for some time. And I think now is really the culmination of, you're right, Tom, you mentioned FITAR, the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, that became law about a year ago. You're talking about FISMA update. So FISMA 2014 became law about a year ago. Then you're also talking about the changes in technology, the move to the cloud, the as-a-service culture, and then the whole idea of Agile and DevOps. So all of that played into it. So it just made sense that that now was the time to update the underlying policy. And Tom, I think that's why this is so key. This is the underlying policy, A130, for everything that's happening across government around technology, the buying of technology, the managing of technology, the use of technology. So even if you as a program manager who has a computer on their desk, but they're really worried about, you know, delivering school lunches like you had someone on just the other day, or creating jobs through the Commerce Department, or helping a homeless get houses through HUD, this will still matter to you because of the way the technology will be delivered to you, the way you ask for technology for your program, and also that way you secure your technology going forward in terms of what it allows, you know, you to do with the different pieces and parts of the systems.
Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller talking with us this morning about the revision of Circular A-130. Now, this comes from the White House, but it sounds as if a lot of comments went up to Tony Scott, who doesn't miss much from what we can tell so far. But now, is it open for comments now that they have drafted the changes based on suggestions they received?
Correct. This is now open for comments. That's why this is a draft document. I'll be clear about this. This is not final. This will change potentially again, depending on what kind of comments they receive. It's going to be open for the next 30 days, so through mid to late November. And then what OMB will do is they'll take in all those comments, read through them, analyze them, make changes, and put it out for final. Probably my guess is sometime in early to mid 2016. Remember, Tom, these things take a long time. Even if once you get the draft out, the turnaround isn't necessarily a month or a couple weeks. So there's still a while to go before implementation happens too. But it's important for people to know that these changes are coming and that the changes are pretty, you know, deep.
And Jason, will this require changes to be implemented by the FAR Council, or has the FAR chain, the Federal Acquisition Regulation, changed and now A-130 is catching up to it?
I think they're both in parallel states. You've seen a lot of proposed rules, interim rules around IT changes. I know that the FITARA legislation, the law, has required some FAR changes. I don't think it's a one-to-one, really, because, you know, A-130 comes first and then FAR, FAR then A-130, but I think they're being done in parallel. Tom, real quick, the other thing I wanted to mention to make sure about why A-130 makes such a big difference is, we've talked a lot about this OMB cyber sprint from over the summer, the post-OPM hack, what agencies did to secure up their systems. This release of A-130 really is the first of probably three new documents that are coming that really focus on cybersecurity. You have the new FISMA metrics that are coming. You have the new FISMA guidance that are coming. And then again, you have a new post-cyber sprint strategy plan. I'm not sure what they're calling it, document of sorts that are coming as well, to say what agencies are going to be expected to do over the next 18 months. Those were supposed to come out earlier in October. Tony Scott said the other day that they're still going through some final, you know, clearance, oversight edits. So maybe in the next week, maybe two, maybe three. But it, you know, people should be on the lookout for this is the first shoe to drop of many.
Jason, I heard one industry expert at a conference the other day say it's time to stop talking about getting serious about cyber and actually get serious about cyber. Sounds like that's what they're doing, driven by Tony Scott.
I think you're right. I think that person is pretty smart in terms of what they're seeing in the community. But let's be clear, this is not the first time OMB has come out very aggressively. You know, the policies and the plans and the guidance all underlie really the efforts that are ongoing within the agencies. And I think sometimes agencies get a little bit of a bad rap because people think, oh, well, government cybersecurity is so bad, they must just open all the ports up and the hackers can just walk in. I mean, when I talk to CIOs and chief information security officers all the time, and all of them are working hard, all of them understand what they need to do, but there is this uphill battle that they're fighting in terms of resources. They're competing for resources. They're competing for the time and the attention of senior executives, you know, sure, their bosses. So I think that plays into it. I think what has been happening from OMB and with these documents is that resources and that senior executive's time is now being applied to cybersecurity, and that's why we're seeing the difference.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, we thank you for that complete report.
My pleasure, Tom.